Good morning, this is Brad Smith with the Oakland Church of Christ here in Athens, Alabama, and we want to thank you very much for tuning in and listening this morning to this short radio program. If you remember, we started yesterday and discussed about having only two options or two choices that all of us have been given as it relates to our service to God and our eternal home. Our theme verse for the week we talked about came from Deuteronomy chapter 30, from Moses' final sermon to the people of Israel before they are about to go into the land of Canaan for their conquest. To briefly summarize again, Moses told the people that you only have two options: to serve God and live and be blessed in the land that he had promised the forefathers, or to turn their hearts away in disobedience and die and be cursed. Today you and I live in a religious world that caters to people who want to serve God buffet style, if you will, and by that I mean people want to do some of this in terms of religion, and they want to do some of this, and maybe a little of that too, all to make for an experience of religious service centered around the wrong priority, themselves. Wouldn't you know it that Moses' successor, Joshua, pretty much said the same thing to the people of Israel before he died. I'm referring to Joshua, of course, and in Joshua chapter 24, the well-known verses we have all been familiar with. In verse 14, it says, "Now therefore," Joshua speaking to Israel, says, "Fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. If this is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The people answered and said, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God is he who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and who did these great signs in our sight and preserved us through all the way in which we went and among all the peoples, through whose midst we passed. The Lord drove out from there us all the peoples, even the Amorites who lived in the land. We will also serve the Lord, for he is our God." Then Joshua said to the people, "You will not be able to serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgression or your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after he has done good to you." We, just like the Israelites in Joshua's time and Moses' time, as we talked about yesterday, face an endless list of things that we could put in front of God, don't we? We may not have the physical idols and images to bow down to today as they did back then, but it could be something or someone that could be serving the same purpose, couldn't it? Either way, the result is the same. These distractions come between us and God, and they compete with Him for our time and service. We're standing at the moment of decision, and Joshua is drawing a line in the sand, if you will, for us today as well. Choose this day whom you will serve. We need to understand that this choice is only one of two options: to serve God as he has commanded us, or to disobey. And either one results in one of two destinations: to be blessed in the land that he has given and promised to us, which is heaven, or we will perish and we will be in torment in the destination that he has promised those who are unfaithful and disobedient, being hell. Let's make the right choice. We want to invite you to come worship with us anytime that you are in the area and you find it convenient to do so. We are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is located just off of New Cut Road. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible study and 10:20 for worship service. We meet again on Sunday evening at 5 p.m. for service and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. for Bible study. If you are ever in the area at those times, please come by and worship God with us. Our goal is to simply worship God in the pattern He has laid out for us in His Word, the Bible, and to do Bible things in Bible ways. We hope you have a good rest of the day today. God bless you.